following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family. Hope you guys are doing well. Welcome to the Refuge Daily for today. We are going to be looking at the Sermon on the Mount. And as we begin, let's go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you for today, and I thank you for everybody who's watching this video today. I pray that they are encouraged and they're blessed by it. In your name, amen. All right, today we're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 5, and I always encourage people, if there is a section of scripture or a place that you need to constantly be putting your mind in, I would say review the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. You should go over that as often as you possibly can, remembering that when Jesus, who's God in the form of a man, came down here and spoke directly to people, directly to them. It's recorded as the Sermon on the Mount when he began his ministry, which means the first words of his ministry here on earth were recorded as the Sermon on the Mount. I think it's very important that when God speaks directly to men in Christ himself, that we study those words very intentionally. So the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, we're going to be looking at verse 38 as we talk about a subject that is really hard for us as believers, I think, to apply. We understand the teaching of Christ of what it is, but it's really hard to apply, and we can apply it every single day of our life in every single scenario and every single situation. You see, we are living in a time where we're a generation that's very much self-focused. And I'm not talking about millennials or Gen X or boomers. I'm talking about everybody right now. We are very self-focused people, which means we are looking out for what best benefits us, what is in my best interest, and how dare anybody ask anything of me that violates what I think is right and or correct. Well, Jesus speaks to the attitude that we are to have towards other people, that even when they want to do us wrong, how should we approach people? I'm going to go ahead and read Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 38. And it says this: "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, don't resist an evil doer. On the contrary, if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. As for the one who wants to sue you and take away your shirt, let him have your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to one who asks of you, and don't turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you." So what's the core of Jesus's message right there? He says, hey, if somebody slaps you on the right cheek, you need to turn to them the other. But he doesn't just stop with that. He doesn't say that, hey, if somebody's trying to offend you in a way, you should just turn away. He says, if they go to sue you and they want something from you, you should find out what it is that they need and give them what their need is. And that's why he says, hey, if they want to take your tunic or your shirt, give them your coat as well. It is the position or the mentality of a Christian, a follower of Jesus, to give to those who are in need if anybody has a request. And if somebody asks you to go 1 mile with them, you need to go 2 with them, which means if there is a request made upon you, you should fulfill that request, but then maybe see if there's a little bit more that you can do to help the person who's making the request. Well, that's really applicable in our own lives, in our personal relationships, with our coworkers at work, and with those within our own family. You know, when my children come to me and they say, hey, Dad, we haven't spent a lot of time together. Can we sit down and watch a movie tonight? Can we play a game tonight? You know, as a father, I can be like, yeah, I think I can make some time to do exactly what you're asking me to do. I will do exactly what you're asking me to do. But you know, the intelligent mind and the heart that's really listening to the request is not just going to try to fulfill the request. It's going to try to peer in there and see what's the question being asked behind this question. What's really happening there? If it was my kids asking me that question, is it a matter of them just wanting to sit down and watch a movie with me? Or are they really speaking to something that's more, which is, hey, Dad, we need more time with you, period. And it would be godly of me and Christ-like of me to recognize their need for my time and say, hey, yeah, tell you what, let's watch a movie. And then after that, let's do something else too. Let's make sure that I give you what you need because you're asking something of me. It can apply to you at work, maybe when it comes to your boss or your coworkers, those that you work with, that when they come in with a request from you or for you, for you to do something for them, something maybe you need done in the office place or at work, whatever you're doing, how Christ-like is it and how right is it? How godly is it when you say, absolutely, right away, I will do that. And do you need anything else from me? Is there anything else I can do for you? You know, that's a godly mentality. That's a Christ-like mentality. Today, we're used to living in a culture where it's kind of the opposite of that in a lot of ways. It seems like if people ask something from us, we want to gripe and we want to complain. How dare they demand that of my time? Don't they know how exhausted I am? And that is a message in this we deserve type of culture that I think seeps into our mind far too often. My encouragement for you today is to remember the words of Christ. Remember what it means to be Christ-like and to be filled with His Spirit. And that is to go that second mile with people. If that's those in your family, maybe it's for you fathers that are watching or listening, maybe you need to go out and you need to, your wife has been asking something of you. I know this happens to me all the time. There's a request that's made. And I'll fulfill that request, but I'm not really getting the heart of the message, right? Maybe you need to go out and you need to buy your wife some flowers today. Maybe you need to go out to anybody that is requesting of you anything and think about how you can best take care of the person beyond the initial request and look to the heart of the issue, the heart of the matter, and thus reflect the heart of Christ. Walk with people, sympathize with people, be filled with His Spirit, and learn how to care for people as Jesus would care for them. All right, I hope you guys are having a great day. And I always like to say, remind people of this, is that here at the church, we are looking for help in the children's ministry. And if you are looking to get more plugged in any way or grow in your walk with the Lord and in your discipleship, check out our Rooted classes. Those are happening now at Refuge. Okay, I will talk to you guys later. I hope you have a good day. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life